Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And as today, it was Kim who reached out to us via email and asked about an issue she's got with her husband. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you? What's going on?
Oh, I really need your help.
Nicole.
So, we live in an okay-sized house. And it was the first house that we bought. And we bought it 7 years ago. And right now, the market is insane.
Oh, yeah.
We can sell this thing for over $130,000. More than what we bought it for 7 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, that's,
oh my
that's
God.
Insane.
Wow. Okay, you lucky duck.
Well, I want to sell. I want to move. I want to get out of here, get into a new house, get a bigger house, and everything that comes with it.
There you go.
That simple, right?
Right.
Now is the time to make the move. Let's get a bigger house. Let's go. But of course, my husband doesn't want to.
Okay.
Damn husband's always getting in the way.
Those
pesky
boys. I know how that is, because I am one of them.
Well, let's bring Reese in here. Reese, why are you blocking this from happening? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
The thing is, I'm just not interested in moving right now. You know, like, if we sell the house, we have to buy one house right away, immediately, and they're super expensive. And also, who's to say we're going to get the house that we want, you know? Like, we'll have to overpay for one. And I think you're being a little ridiculous, Kim. Right? And also, I don't think it's a good idea. And plus, I like my neighbors. You know, like, we're in a good spot.
That's fair, too. You can't put a price value on that. You might buy a brand new house over here by, like, the Hy-Vee on 70th. And out your back window is just JP always nude in his apartment.
Not always naked.
And you can't, like, and then now you're like, what?
The operative word here. Always. Not
always,
always new. Okay. Naked.
The blinds are always closed in the bedroom and the living room.
Oh, God!
Someone's blind, I'll tell you that.
It's to a field, so it's fine.
Oh, my God. There'd just be naked JP blood every time
gravy.
You open up your windows. That just sounds
so
like a nightmare.
So Kim wants to sell, Reese wants to stay put.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, it's a hard decision right now, the way the housing market is and everything in Nebraska and Lincoln. I know, like, we were kind of keeping our eye open with Waverly trying to look around.
Good luck.
Yeah,
not
right.
happening.
The
There's
suburb of
nothing
Lincoln.
Nothing
yeah.
happening.
Literally anywhere you look.
Yeah.
If you look at a house that's for sale right now online and you just look at it, you don't look into it, like what it actually costs at the moment, you'll go, you'll bet with yourself, I bet that's... even with things being more expensive, I bet they're asking maybe like $250,000 or something like
it's
that.
It's tough.
And then
it's
you'll click time. On it and it'll be like, $400,000? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's just crazy.
The job salaries have not caught up to how expensive.
No, they haven't.
No, but she said they could get like, you, Kim, you said you could probably get like $130,000-ish over what you originally paid?
Yeah, more than what we originally paid 7 years ago.
Oh my God.
Listen, that's you
crazy.
Just covered your down payment on the next house.
Yeah, really.
I mean, that is
kind of
nice, though. You've got that extra income.
It's crazy.
Well, let's see what our people think, because I'm sure there's quite a few people going through the same situation.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We hand it over to you. What side are you on? Are you Team Kim or are you Team Reese?
Team Kim, make the move. Sell, sell, sell. Or Team Reese, too tough to find something. Stay put. You like where you are.
Be a part of the conversation. 402-466-9696. You can also get on Facebook, Twitter, KX969 to let us know what side you're on when it comes to couples therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and the issue at hand is between Kim and Reese and involving selling their house and buying a new one.
Oh.
And we want to know what side you're on.
Are you Team Kim? Make the move. Sell, sell, sell. Apparently, they could make $100,000, $130,000-ish more if they sell now. or Team Reese, it's going to be too tough to find something.
And
plus, they like where they are.
Oh, it's just, I I'm in a very similar situation with my house. And part of me's like, I'd be stupid not to sell right now. And then the other part of me's like looking at houses, just like what Reese is talking about. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's this, I could never afford, like the house I would want, I cannot afford right now, even come close.
466-9696. What do you think, Team Kim or Team Reese?
Team Reese.
Why is that?
Interest rates are crazy right now.
They are crazy. You're not kidding.
Okay.
They're like double. I'm pretty sure there's like 4.5%. Five years ago, they were like 1.7%.
I just think it's nice. I'm sitting over here like, oh, you own your home? That's nice.
Yeah, they say that, but it's not necessarily
like
nice.
We're stuck in the renting loop right now. Yeah.
All I know is you buy a house and then you're stuck also paying for the repairs.
Well, I
that's true. That's true. Hi, Kicks. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on her side.
How come?
I really think, as a mortgage lender in the industry right now, she's right that they can get a lot more than what they're asking for. But on the other hand, like he brought up, you're going to have to spend that much more on a house that they're looking for anyway.
Yeah, that's valid too.
The scary part on that too is like when you sell your house, whatever you make in profit, you don't pay taxes until you have to put it towards another house, or you then pay it at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
So like all that money gets taxed heavily if you have not found a place.
No
a
way.
You got to get a house first, yeah.
That I don't understand any
broski.
Of this stuff. How am I 30?
There's so many like little
this
pieces to the game you have to figure out when you're doing this stuff.
What? That sounds like
it's way
like
more complicated
illegal.
Than
Monopoly. You got to have a house. Like, although, I'll tell you this, a good friend of ours who's in the media, his last name rhymes with Mamert, he moved into a house. But he had bought a house right before he sold his house, and it was all like dependent on that. So there's so many different ways you can do that. And he's got a gorgeous house now. Good for his family.
Cool.
Okay. I wish I was his neighbor again. I miss him.
What side are you on? Are you Team Kim or Team Reese? You can let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696. That's 466-9696 to get in on couples therapy.
It's gonna be a good day.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Couples Therapy Wednesday, and the issue is to sell or stay home between Kim and Reese.
Woof.
They have an opportunity. Kim wants to move to a bigger house, plus they could get much more now than what they originally paid for their home. Reese thinks they'll just end up overpaying, and if they try to buy now, it's going to be horrible, and he likes their place and the neighbors.
Mm.
And so you're picking Team Kim, make the move, or Team Reese, tough to find something. Let's just stay here.
Okay.
And what are people saying on Facebook and Twitter, Corey?
Well, on Twitter, KZKX969, Keldon says, there's an old saying, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Everything is high. The money you're making on selling your house is going to is going straight to cover the price increase on the next house.
Germany
so
Christmas.
He's Team Reese.
Okay.
Cody says, I'm honestly torn. I feel like it really depends on if they have kids and how they react to moving.
That's
so
a good point.
That's another thing. Tom says, stay put because they will overpay for something new. But Andrea, one of our friends that listens, I just want to say, Andrea is very lucky.
How so?
So if you need like a grace of luck, you need to be around Andrea. She says, I finally convinced my wife to sell our house about 2 months ago. Sold for $100,000 over what we paid 5 years ago. Best decision ever. We got lucky and got our new place for asking price, no bidding war.
Whoa.
Man.
So it is doable. I would like to throw that out there in this case.
I need to build my barn dominium in the middle of nowhere, and I'll be a happy camper.
I just think that I'm going to have Andrea and her wife, like, I'm just going to have them aside, like, a little plot of land, maybe in their backyard. Maybe.
Like a doghouse?
Like a doghouse.
Yeah. Like a little shed or something.
If I could just rent there, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Shed.
I could rent there and save to buy my own home.
My friend Ferris, who's a real estate agent in town.
Oh, Ferris is awesome.
Yeah, she showed me this video of this house, and it's like a resort. It's this massive home, and the backyard, it's got a hot tub, a Olympic-sized pool, like all kinds of stuff on it.
Is it in Lincoln?
It's in South East Lincoln. And this thing is amazing to the point where I'm like, this would be awesome, but it's almost $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not just get a bunch of people together and buy that place? They could be just like a resort. We could.
So
charge...
you want to create a cult is what you want to do?
No, I think I'm just so, a timeshare. So there you
they
go.
They call those timeshares.
There you go. I was like, would you like to go in on my timeshare and have this amazing resort to live
this
in?
Sounds like you are building a compound. Like, I'm not gonna
I didn't
lie.
Build it. It's built there. It's
JP,
unreal.
No, creating
his
a
nudist
compound.
Colony.
Like his own
JP
little,
just
his own little
getting
Lincoln
a, yeah,
nudist colony.
Nudist colony.
No, JP's I would never, ever make people be nude if they don't want to be nude.
I don't. That's,
clothing optional.
I never said you're making anyone else be nude. It's just a place where you can openly be nude.
All of those that
it.
Want to also be nude will flock to you. You'll be like
the Pied Piper
of
naked
nudeness.
People. Yeah.
Facebook KX969 Megan says, Team Reese, why do people also need to constantly upgrade and get deeper in debt?
We need to build a make a shirt for JP that says the father of nudeness.
No, we don't. It's a terrible idea.
JP, I don't you know.
You know what? You know what? Instead of that, we'll make him like a hooded little hoodie thing that he wears.
Sleeveless, though.
That sleeveless. Drapes over him. It's sleeveless. And then he
like
can open
smock.
It up. Yeah, and then he opens it up, and it says Father of Nudeness.
Yes!
As he's
on,
naked
like,
underneath
each, like on the inside of each
Oh, my God.
Flap.
Oh, my gosh.
We're on to something
JP.
Now.
Not about me.
Abby's on to something.
My gosh.
She says, build her a she shed for now. So Abby thinks Kim just needs her own she shed.
That's a good idea.
It looks like a lot of Team Reese, though, honestly.
Right. Okay, let's bring Kim and Reese back in here. So, Kim, you're losing right now.
Yeah, that's not good.
It happens.
It
Kim's
does
like,
happen.
I don't like how this is turning
but,
out.
But if the compromise is building you a she shed...
Somewhere that just shows up. Like, no, right.
I
that's
mean,
so funny.
Is it going to be a very large...
They make giant sheds. You
beer
can go
taps and everything on them.
You can actually do those. I've looked into these. They're so cool. Those big storage container, like storage boxes or whatever.
Yeah.
You can like make those into like a really cool outdoor kind of hangout thing. That could be your she shed. You can put a unit in there, air conditioning unit. You'd be good to go.
Or maybe we could just add on to the house and then call it a day.
There you go. That's another
possibility.
Sure,
there's another thing for you.
Well, it's...
Yeah, make what you got now bigger.
Again, this is truly up to you guys on moving or not moving, but like our listeners are thinking maybe you guys just stick it out for a little bit longer.
Woo. There you go.
Yeah, it looks like if you're gonna listen to the aggregate whole, Kim, it's Team Reese so far.
Man.
Well... What are you going to do? Not happy about that, but what are you going to do?
Well, hey, Reese, congrats. You're a winner today.
I appreciate it, guys.
But you may have to add on to the house or build a she shed.
You should throw a, you know how people throw housewarming parties and stuff? You should throw like a we're staying put party.
There you go. The neighbors would probably go crazy
like
for
that.
Yeah, we'll come
what?
By.
Can we give away?
Would,
can we give
and
away?
I think that's important, liking your neighbors, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, no, for sure.
As a thank you, can we give them a free week at your nudist colony, JP?
I don't have
free week's membership.
Free week's membership.
To the father
JP's.
Of nudeness.
Love how Kim instantly said, oh no, and laughed.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
I'm dying.
Well, Kim,
you guys are awesome.
We're glad to meet you. We'd love to be your neighbors as well. And thanks for being a part of the show today.
Good luck, you guys.
All right.
Thanks
you
for having us.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning. Kix 96.